Stop sharing. Well, happy Easter, everyone. And alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We have just heard the most amazing story, and it is a true story. And one of the things I noticed in the story is that this short account of the resurrection is focused on women. And in the news at the moment, I am very aware that there's reports coming in from Egypt about freedom for women. We hear lots of news about violence and projects to protect women. We've heard about women furloughed and the inequalities in our Western world for women getting jobs after furlough. So there's a little bit of a focus in the press as well. And that connects with this story. And I know, realizing that it's my gender, but it is interesting that this first account, the earliest account, is of the women at the empty tomb. Now, what I want us to notice this morning is that if you were a lawyer, you would be looking on and listening to this story for evidence, for proof, to try to understand whether this is something made up or whether this is fresh and true. And if you read it and you read it again and you read it again, there's a breathlessness and there's a chaos about it and there's an unexpectedness about it, which says to me, this is so much a true witness account. Because we have three women and we know who they are. There's Mary Magdalene, who'd had a difficult past and Jesus had brought through that. We have Mary, the mother of Joseph, and James the Less. And we have Salome, the mother of James and John. And these three women are named as having been at the crucifixion, at the cross on Good Friday. They have seen the absolute worst. The one they love has been through terrible suffering, naked, hanging on a cross, utter humiliation. And he has died before their own eyes. But they will not leave him, and they stay close by, and they make sure they've seen where his body is taken, and then they lay low for a day because of the Sabbath. And then we hear that they have got spices. We don't know how they did that at that particular point, but they've got spices. And then at the beginning, at the very dawn of the new day, they are going back to that tomb to take the spices, to do the best they can for their beloved master and friend. But the chaos of the situation comes over because they're chatting to each other saying, oh my goodness, but how are we going to do this? We've got our plan, we've got our intention, but there's going to be a stone there. So how on earth are we going to do this? And they haven't thought it through. It's not logical. And then they get there and they find that the stone is moved to the right. And then there's this figure, a man figure who's in white, sitting on the right-hand side. And then he speaks. He speaks to them. Don't be alarmed. Well, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. Gosh, think what they've just seen. He has risen. He is not here. You can go and have a look. See the place where he was laid. Go and have a look. But go and tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you. He has risen. He is not here. But go and check, have a look, but he is not here. And now you, three women, have to go and tell Peter and the other disciples. So did they have a great strategy, these fantastic women? They've been at the cross, they've prepared in the Sabbath day, and they've come out early morning. They've come out to do the best they can. And have they a great strategy? They've been told this fantastic news? No, they haven't. In fact, The gospel, the oldest accounts finish with them trembling, fearful, and they retreat. Because it's all so completely unexpected. And the whole story is filled with anxiety. Because if Jesus has been crucified, what will happen to his friends and his disciples? There is everything in this story which says to a lawyer, this is not made up. This is a true story. It's traumatic. It's chaotic. It's all those little bits and pieces. And they are going to lay low now because of a fear of arrest. But we do know, and we saw the video clip, we do know that Mary is there and Jesus meets with her. She thinks he's the gardener. That's the next little bit of the story. And again, we know that she is told to go and tell the first apostle, go and tell, I am sending you with the good news. Now, in the day of Jesus, a woman's testimony did not count for that of a man. We needed two women for every man. So if you were writing this to persuade somebody, you know, making it up, you would not choose three women as your testimony, your first witnesses. And it is a true story. It is not made up. They are sent as the witnesses to the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there's another person who I just want to mention as somebody else with great courage, and that is Joseph of Arimathea. Because Joseph is a senior person. He has an important role in the Sanhedrin, in the religious leadership. He is a wealthy man, and he risks everything to go to Pilate on Good Friday and says, please, can I have the body? And I will lay Jesus' body in my own tomb. And Pilate goes away to check that Jesus is dead. And then he says he is, and Joseph is able to collect the body and put it in his own tomb. But not only is he risking arrest for himself, he is now ritually unclean, and he will not be able to take part in the Passover. There's a little bit of me that wants to ask about what happens in his family life if they've prepared this fantastic Sabbath day on the Saturday for a big family gathering with a Passover lamb and all those things we do in the Passover Seder meal. Joseph, as the head of the household, will not be able to take part. So Joseph is incredible too. He's given his all. He's risked his all. So we have women and we have the men who stand by. And then, as you know, the story goes on into what happens to Peter. And so as I close, I want us to think of two things. One is grappling with the truth of this story. Read the Gospels together, but even just focus on this one, the breathlessness of it, the unexpectedness of it, the unplannedness of it, the truth of the true witnesses who have seen the empty tomb and can say with that man or that figure, he is not here. He has risen just as he said. And the second thing I want us to think about is never, ever think that you are not important enough to be a witness. Those women would not have expected themselves to have their story proclaimed across the world on Easter morning. But there they are, and their story of true faith is told, and we are built up by it. We have a story to tell, and we have an experience of the living Lord Jesus. We don't know when we will get the chance to say it, but let's go there and do that for others. Let us tell the true story that we bring faith and hope and life. Because Jesus, his body is not here. He has risen, as he said. Now, go. Amen.